on this day with Gunners and Ally.
It's Friday the 22nd of November, White Ribbon Day. Let's find out what happened today, shall we? And having a birthday, Terry Gilliam. He's an American director and illustrator, most famous for all of his graphics for Monty Python's Flying Circus. You know, the famous foot coming down on the whole title. He's 79 today. Gloria Jean, the founder of Gloria Jean's Coffees, is 78. Did you know, though, that Gloria Jean's, the coffee franchise, is now 100% Australian-owned?
Excellent.
Billie Jean King, former US tennis champ, is 76. Former VFL footballer Gary Dempsey is 71. Tina Weymouth, the bass guitarist of US band Talking Heads, is 69. Jamie Lee Curtis, the Scream Queen, is 61. Marielle Hemingway, the American actress, the granddaughter of writer Ernest Hemingway, she's 58. Former German tennis player Boris Becker is 52. Mark Ruffalo, the US actor, director and producer, is also 52, made famous for playing the Hulk in The Avengers, and I loved him in Shutter Island. Did you see that?
Great movie.
So good. And Scarlett Johansson, the US actress and singer, is 35.
It was on this day in 1956 that the Olympic Games began in Melbourne. It was the first Olympic Games to be held in the Southern Hemisphere. Didn't know that.
In 1963, President John F. Kennedy, aged 46, was assassinated in Dallas, Texas.
Mike Tyson, who was then only 20, became the youngest ever world heavyweight boxing champion when he defeated Trevor Burbick in two rounds on this day in 1986.
Margaret Thatcher resigned as Prime Minister of Great Britain today in 1990.
Toy Story, the first computer animated motion picture, opened in US cinemas on this day in 1995. All of those Toy Story movies have made over $3 billion.
Yeah, they have. In 1997, it was a very tragic day because Michael Hutchence, the INXS lead singer, died at the age of 37.
And if you're a fan of Friends, you would have been pretty sad today as well, as the final episode was broadcast on Australian TV. That happened on this day in 2004.
Apparently a reunion is in the works though, and in 2005 Frasier's final episode also went to air.
There you have it, just a few of the events that happened on this day. White Ribbon Day, Friday the 22nd of November.